That sounds good right there.
I know it does.
The picture of Messi and Ronaldo walking out, man. People going nuts as they get out of the bus.
Well, let me explain.
Shaking the bus, man.
Before you shake the bus, the International Champions Cup presented by Heineken is coming to Miami in July. We'll be hosting concerts, team pep rallies, art installations, and more leading up to the match between, who is it, Joe? Barcelona.
Real Madrid, right. And Barcelona, the two biggest names in soccer,
that's
are going to be here.
29th at Hard Rock Stadium. But a lot of things going on before the match, a lot of other things going on that week. So we're going to bring on right now Charlie Stilitano to let us know everything going on with that week going into it.
Charlie, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning, fellas. Am I speaking to Joe?
Yeah, this is Joe, and the other guy is Zach. And if you screw it up, exactly, don't worry about it.
Yes.
Joe and Zach, you're in good shape.
All right, fellas. Hey, thank you for having me.
No, it's great to have you. And we do have this. We've been waiting. I think soccer fans obviously understand how big it is to have these two teams and the two biggest names in soccer. And by the way, a bunch of stars on both these teams. It's not just one player. But to play each other, they don't do it a lot, and play here at Hard Rock's pretty big stuff. Just to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the biggest rivalry in sport. When they play, they get Super Bowl numbers throughout the world. It's really remarkable. It's two teams from the same country. They always like to joke that there's only Zara, the big Spanish company, is a giant in the world. But these are the other two Spanish companies that are really right, world leaders. And they are, and you know, they've had so many famous players over the years and so many famous teams that it's hard to put into words. We tried to capture it on a video. It's basically, you know, Michigan football, Ohio State. It's probably Florida, Miami against Florida State, one of these type rivalries, and it's hard to put your finger on it because it goes way beyond just a local rivalry. I mean, people fight about this in Argentina or in South Africa or Australia. They're arguing about who's a better team all the time. So it's pretty remarkable, and thanks to Steve Ross and Matt Higgins, we're bringing this down to South Florida. So it's a long time in the works, but Mr. Ross reminds me, he's the one who pulled it off, not me.
Oh, man.
Relevant Sports co-founder and chair Charlie Stilitano joining us right now. So not just the big match, but there's a lot of things going on beforehand, and it's not just one soccer match we're going to see. There's a couple going on, but what can the fans be ready to see in that entire week?
Yeah, well, look, we kick it off with oh, when you say that, sounds so corny, kicking off soccer events. But we're kicking it off with Juventus versus PSG. Juventus was they've been a finalist in two of the last three Champions Leagues. A team from Italy, they won the league 34 times. They're basically the New York Yankees of Italy. Unfortunately, they ran into Barcelona 3 years ago and Real Madrid this year. So in the final, and they lost them both. They have the inenviable title of losing the most Champions League titles, which, again, is the equivalent of the Super Bowl, if you will. And and Real Madrid has the most with 12 wins. And Juventus has lost, I think, 8 times in the final. So, but they're going to be there. Great stars on their team. One of the real starlets of world football is Kid Dybala, Higuain, Argentinian kids. You're going to see Buffon, maybe the greatest goalkeeper of all time. This is his last year, and this will be the last time anybody will get a chance to see him. PSG, which is a team that's owned by a Qatari fund that has spent more money in the past few years than probably, 100 teams combined. They have some of the great stars in world football, and Cavani and Verratti, and I'll put it in these terms here. A lot of people asked me, well, what other game is it? I heard there's another game coming. And when I told them it was Juventus PSG, they're like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is a quality game of the highest magnitude. So that kicks off on Wednesday the 26th. We will have a watch party at the W that night for that game. For 2 days, we'll have parties at the W, and then we move to Bayfront, where we're going to have Casa Clásico, which is hosted by La Liga, the league that the two Spanish giants are in, and we're gonna have all sorts of festivities there, from kids games to celebrity games. Some of the big basketball stars in this world and football stars are enormous fans of these teams. So you're gonna see some battling going on between some of these stars and the media coming up. Paul Gasol and Nadal, one is a Barca maniac and the other one's a Real Madrid maniac, so they're gonna have some jawing going on, as well as a lot of the big NBA stars are gonna be that week. We're gonna have not only Wednesday do we have this great match at Hard Rock between Juventus and Barcelona, but we're gonna have Combat Classico at Amana Wynwood, which will be, artists, battling with the soccer theme. We're going to have a VIP party at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on the 27th with a legendary player, Luis Figo. And Luis Figo is interesting because he's one of the few players that played for both these teams. And when he transferred from Barcelona to Madrid as a world record transfer, a fan threw a pig's head on the field when he was taking a corner kick for Real Madrid when they went to play back in Barcelona. So the rivalry really goes deep. Friday, we're going to have this at Bayfront. It's going to be great. We're going to have an official Clásico Miami party at Mr. Jones that night. And we're going to have open training Friday night for the fans to come out. It's we're doing all sorts of different I'll call them, get-ins for the open training, and it's going to be extraordinarily cheap. So people get to go and see their players up close and personal. And this will be also at the Hard Rock that night. Between concerts and parties, we're trying to marry, sports and entertainment, as so many people do. But as really the Super Bowl is the only one that manages to do it. You go to these other events throughout the world, and it's a great soccer event or something, right? It might be, but not like the Super Bowl. And we're really trying to replicate this. Mr. Ross and Matt Higgins really, really have been pushing hard to make this a week long festivities in South Florida. So, it's going to be great. I'm all jazzed up, as you guys can see.
No, listen, it's a great time. It's before the American football gets going over here, and you're right. Yep. So from Wednesday, July 26th, till the big event and the big match July 29th between these two powerhouses is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, got to ask you here a local question real quickly. Yep. This Miami FC story beating these MLS teams, what's your thoughts on that? And are you a little surprised on how good Miami FC's been?
No, I'm not surprised at all. In fact, I'm meeting later on today with Ricardo Silva to have lunch. He's a longtime friend. He's a guy that is, I think, a real smart businessman, obviously, but also a soccer guy to his core. This is something Mr. Ross always told me, it really, really is almost fundamental that you need to be a fan of the sport, to be an owner, to really get it, to spend the money and the effort. And Ricardo Silva went out with the idea that he was going to have a team that could compete at the MLS level, and they beat Orlando City. And now they just beat Atlanta United last night.
Crazy.
It's wow. Remarkable. Yeah. It's remarkable. And they have a great manager, a guy named Alessandro Nesta, which was one of the great defenders of all time, was just a magnificent player. And he's their manager. And look, they've done everything right. And it's wonderful to have this in South Florida, to have this team that is the little guys that could, right? They're just amazing what they pulled off.
Hey, and just to follow up to that, as David Beckham's trying to get a team down here, or at least is teasing us, how big can that do? How do you think it'll do here in South Florida once if he does get the team?
Well, I think it could be very successful. I think the one thing that Steve Ross has taught me and Matt Higgins is that, South Florida really wants the best. And they respond when there is, big teams, big events, and, let's call it, the top of the class, if you will. And if they can pull that off and bring that together, I think they'll be very successful.
Charlie Stilettano, Relevant Sports co-founder and chair, and your host of the football show on Sirius XM radio. Also, big, big event coming down here. For more information on that, go to www.internationalchampionscup.com. Wednesday, July 29th. Or no, excuse me, the July 29th. Wednesday is when everything starts, July 26th. Yep. Big, big week of events. Charlie, we appreciate your time
today.
None
bigger than all those studs.
You gave us a lot of it. Yeah,
those studs coming down here to play that game. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and you can still grab some tickets. So that's even better. Charlie, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate
it. Really appreciate it. Joe, Zach, thanks, guys.
All right.